Connecticut has a lot of trees. Our state even leads the nation on this piece of technical jargon from the state forester, woodland-urban interface tree density. That means two things. One, Connecticut has a lot of old towering trees. And two, when major storms like the ones in 2011 and 2012 hit, those trees can be really vulnerable.
I saw trees uprooted. I saw trees down on wires. I saw people complaining because we weren't getting the power restored.
Jack Betkoski is vice chairman of the Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority.
But with that being said, I also realize I'm a lifelong New Englander. I realize the beauty of our trees.
Under the new tree trimming guidelines, Betkoski says there's one clear message.
The utility company cannot unilaterally remove a tree, period, without the permission of the homeowner.
That was already standard practice for utilities like United Illuminating. But Betkoski says the ruling makes customer notification a requirement, unless the branch poses an imminent threat to safety. He also says the ruling clears up a few other gray areas, namely how that notice is given to the customer.
Prior, you get like a stick 'em on the door, something on the doorknob. Now the utility has to demonstrate to us that they made every effort possible to contact the homeowner.
Which means utilities will have to send notifications electronically, or if they get no response, via certified mail. If homeowners object, they can appeal tree removals all the way up to the Pura Board. Over the next 5 years, CLNP is expected to spend $314 million on vegetation maintenance, and UI is set to spend $100 million over 8 years. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.